Okay, so we're going to talk about Korban Pesach and the Kriyas HaTorah, actually, for the first day of Chag, was exactly our topic, right? The description of Korban Pesach is Vaydaber Hashem Moshe va'aron zos chukas ha-pesach ko benecher le-yochob. And this is the defining feature of a Korban Pesach. This is what, you know, makes a Korban Pesach. It's a kol benecher lo yochav. That whoever is the benecher can eat it. Now, what's interesting is that this is the way we're introduced to Korban Pesach. And this is how we say, this is what a Korban Pesach is. This is like the chukah of Korban Pesach. This is like the most important feature. You know, everything else is like zog more practically. And it's that a benecher can eat from it. It's not, oh, you know, that you gotta, it's gotta be a keves and you gotta eat it, I don't know, let's say bechabura, on the Leil Pesach, it can't be eaten with chametz. You know, the chukah of Pesach, the most defining feature is that ko benechar lo yochob. Right, so who is this benechar? So Rashi says, oh, chukas ha-Pesach, b'yodale b'niso nemro lehem parshazu, right? This is right before they're bringing the Korban Pesach, saying, this is the chukas ha-Pesach. Kol b'nechar shenis nakru ma'isav la'aviv sheba shamayim. Anyone who is, whose actions are foreign to God, right? Anyone whose actions are sort of, foreign to God is, I guess, the closest definition, right? But anyone who's distanced from the Lord. Ve'echad nachri ve'echad Yisrael mishumad b'mashma. And Rashi says that's both a guy and a Yisrael mishumad. Right? Both a guy and a non-religious Jew, essentially, are included in this issue, right? And what's very bizarre is, or what's the first thing you know, when it comes to a nachri, okay, right? You wanted to invite, let's say, your guyish neighbors over for your Pesach Suda, you wanted to show them like good Judaism. So what you do is you know, you go and you invited your roommate, let's say, who's a Nebucha guy. And he said, oh, you know, you want to know what Judaism is all about. You want to like experience like the proper stuff. You know, it's something that'll last with you your whole life. It's like, manush, this kasher to these yasmin. So I come to my Pesach Seder, right? So you can't give him over your Korban Pesach, right? Maybe you shouldn't even invite him to your Pesach Seder. Right, but you know, if Donald Trump probably shouldn't be hosting the Korban Pesach Suda with Jared and Ivanka, right? Because he's not Jewish, right? Fine, okay, right, that makes sense to us. Like Korban Pesach, it can't be eaten by a guy. But Rashi says it's equally a guy and someone who's and a mushulman, right? Anyone who's not a non-religious Jew, a mushulman, a mumar, the chule, right? And what's weird about that? Right.
It's not a ben nechar.
Right. Wait. One is like, why is he a ben nechar? Usually we say, okay, he's not from. That's a problem. That's not good. Right. But normally we wouldn't say like, oh, he's like, you know, he's out of the picture. A and B is right. What's our instinct about, you know, non-religious Jews and mitzvos? Right. Think Chabad guy and his, you know, right? You find the nearest non-religious person, you grab him by the scruff of his neck, and you plop tefillin on him, right? You know, you say, oh, it's tzaddik, you know, did he put on tefillin today? And you put some Korban Pesach in his mouth, right? You know, you can just imagine, like, there'll be an organization who goes around signing people off for Korban Pesach, they grab him in the street, there's like, oh, you want to be part of our chabura for Korban Pesach? Right, you sign them up, and then that night they go around and they like, you know, they give you Korban Pesach because they're like, oh, we got to get every single guy that you make a Korban Pesach. Right, they're mezakeh too. You know, I'm sure you could have like, you know, we mezakeh kachelek in a Korban Pesach to all the non-religious people, and then we go around and we, you know, we feed it to all of them. Bal korcham, you know, the guy says tzaddik, did you eat some Korban Pesach? But here, suddenly, not only do we not do that, which is okay, right? Not all of us are into that, but it's usher, right? And not only is it usher, which is already surprising, right? Normally, we try to include non-religious Jews. Here, right, the mashumad, you're not allowed to give it to him. And number two is like, zos chukas ha-Pesach, right? This is the defining feature of the Korban Pesach, you know, that your Chabad guy can't go around with a plate of Korban Pesach, right? I think it's very surprising. It's very jarring because normally this is the opposite of our perspective. And number two is, even if it was like a true for some reason, like you say, oh, because, I don't know, it's, like, it's a kachin rule that you can't do that. But here it's zos kukas ha-pesach. So like, this is the yesod. This is like the big, you know, the big defining feature. Okay. Now the question comes even bigger with the Rambam, because the Rambam drops the guy. Right? The mitzvah of kuf, chaf, ches. Is shehiz hiranu mehachil ha-pesach li-yisrael shenishtamed. The lav is, don't feed it to a guy, to a mumar, right? V'hu amru kol benecher lo yochabo upirshu b'targum le-kabbalah kol bar yisrael di-yishtamed v'lashem mechota kol benecher zeh yisrael mishom et she'ovid avod zara. The Rambam says, the lav, kol zos chukas ha-pesach, is talking only about mishomad, right? Mitzvah kuf chavav shehizirani mehachil pesach leger toshav lu amri yisal toshav zachir lo yochabo, and kuf chav zayin is mehiz shehizir ha arel mehachil bepesach lu amri yisal b'chol arel lo yochabo mishachol v'hu arel lo. Okay, Rambam has a separate mitzvah based on a different pasuk, a later pasuk, that basically says, and no, a guy can't eat from karban pesach, and he has another pasuk that says that an arel can eat it. But the pasuk of Zos Chukas HaPesach, right, our introduction to the Yesod of Karban Pesach, is dafka and only about a mumar and not about guy. Okay? So for Rashi, at least you can say, well, you know, the mumar is sort of included in the guy, and the Yesod is somehow that the guy can't eat it, which would be less surprising to us. Right? But for the Rambam, Zos Chukas HaPesach is only and exclusively that the mumar, who is a Yisrael, can't eat it. Right, we have a different pasuk that says that a guy can't eat, and that's later on. Okay. Additionally, right, the Rambam says, "Hamachil kizayis mina pesach," in the Yad HaChazaka. This is someone who feeds. Right, machil is to feed it to someone else. The iser isn't on the guy, on the momar who's eating it. Normally, right, the iser would be don't eat it. Right, here, the iser is you cannot feed the korban pesach to a momar. Right, the iser isn't on the mumar who's eating it. The iser is on the kaviyachol, the chabad guy who's saying, "Oh, tzaddik, you know, eat some carbon pesach." Right, or you yourself. Right, you have non-religious relatives, friends, right, who you want to include in your carbon pesach. Right, and they're non-religious, they're secular, they're even, let's say, stridently so, but let's say they see it as a cultural thing and they're willing to participate, or it's important to you, so they're willing to do it, right? You would be over the ma'achil, the guy who's feeding it to them, kezayas min ha-pesach, ben pesach rishon, pesach sheni, l'mumar l'avod zara, o l'ger toshav l'sachir, hareze over below tasei, ve'ino loke, aval maknos o makas marantos. U'ben nechar amur batore, ze ha-oved el nechar, v'in ma'achil min menu lo nachri, afil ger toshav, chulet. It says the Ravid, Hamachel Kazayas Mina Pesach. Amar Rav Abraham, Afilu Yisrael She'inu Mimuna Imo, Afal Pishu Hu Toshav Osachir. V'lakach Ba Midrasha Ve'in Tzarech Leger Toshav Shehu Ara. Okay, this is not really connected to our point. But he's basically saying, like, well, Gaish definitely should be, because, you know, wait a second, why is this so important? If he's not Mimuna on it, it's also Aser from Did the Karban Pesach. Right? You're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach if it's not yours. If you weren't already one of the Bailim, Bishash Kita. So you can't go hand out Karban Pesach, right? Everyone has to sign up for Karban Pesach in advance, and then later they can come and eat it. But you can't have random people off the street called Dich V'niyese V'yochol Karban Pesach, right? So the Rav sort of thinks that it's like bizarre that we have this whole all these dinim in general, because how could you be Meman of them in the first place if they can't eat it? Right? Like, you can only be Memane Jews, so why do you have an Isra and Gayim? And you can only be Memane, like, the guy's a Mumar, so why is he being Memane on a Karban Pesach? Okay. So the Sefer Achinoch, at least gives a little bit of an explanation. Shlo nachil mina Pesach li Yisrael mishomad. Shenemar ko benicha le yochobo, ubo hapeiro sholav ben Yisrael. Shenacharu ma'is la'aviv shabashamayim, v'chein tirgmonkos. Mishrashah mitzvah, what's the shoresh, the root of mitzvah? Masha kasav b'shchita, so lezecher nisei Mitzrayim. Okay, so the point of Karban Pesach is to remember the nisim of Mitzrayim, the alkein, ro'i shalo yochel bo mishumad, and therefore it would be offensive, right, if a mishumad, will eat of this carbon pasach, which is zecha to the nisa of Mitzrayim. After she'anu osin also ulazikaron she'anu ba'oso hazman lechasos tachas kan pashchina. Right at that time, right? What's the whole point of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Why is it so important to us? Because that's when we left Shibud Mitzrayim to become Ovdei Hashem, right? And now, right, we're doing this to remember the fact that we banu ba'oso azman lechasos tachas kan feashchina v'nichnasnu b'bresa Torah v'emuna. In ra'oi shena'afil mimenu l'mishuhu hefech zeh sheyatza min hakal v'kafar v'emuna. Right? The whole point of the Korban Pesach is zecher to us leaving Mitzrayim and becoming Avdei Hashem. And this guy is kofar in being an Eved Hashem. Right? So it would be contradictory for us to have him do so. Al kayotze b'zeh ne'emar b'talmud l'famim svarahu klomar in tzarech raya echeres. V'nuhages b'zchar munkevos b'zman habayi sheyisham Pesach v'over alecha v'he'echil mimenu l'ben nechar over alav ve'in b'malkos l'fisha'in b'maisa. Okay? So if you are machil, you're over on alav, and there's no malkos because it's alav she'in b'maisa. Okay? Because being machil basically is is alav she'in b'maisa. Yeah. All right.
Isn't feeding someone a maisa?
Oh, very good, right? So one isn't feeding someone a maisa? So I think he's saying, oh, well, theoretically, if you put it on the table in front of him and you invite him to eat it, but you don't actually feed him, so he's arguing that would be a no ma'isa, but you're right. But wait a second. Just because you could do it without a ma'isa, let's say you did do a ma'isa, right? So that's an interesting question. Let's say you have a lav that you could do without a ma'isa, but you did it with a ma'isa. So the answer is the Sefer Achinach actually holds that it's a lav sheish ma'isa, I think, if I remember correctly. Right? Most people think that it is, right? What's the problem, though? Okay, great. You could do it without a ma'isa, but let's say you did it with a ma'isa. The Sefer Achinach says that you're never, it's a lav she'in b'maisa, you can't do it with a ma'isa. Right, so Ari's question is a great question. It shouldn't be a lav she'in b'maisa. If you put it on a fork, I don't know, and you feed it to him, you did a lav she'ish b'maisa, A. B is, right, he's saying that it's, right, why is it dafka lahachil? Still a little bit of a question, right? Why don't we say it's also us offering to eat it? But that at least we understand more because we say the whole idea is that you, by bringing this Korban Pesach, are remembering Bnei Yisrael becoming Ovdei Hashem, and by giving it to this other Jew who isn't Mekabel Omachol Shamayim, who denies that, right? You're sort of it's sort of offensive to the idea, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, right? You're degrading the mitzvah, which is all about remembering becoming Ovdei Hashem, by giving it to someone who doesn't acknowledge that. Right? You're taking away that extra mashmot. Right? And on a certain level, I think that also works nicely with Zos Chukas HaPesach. Right? Why is this Zos Chukas HaPesach? Kol Benecher Lo Yochal Bo? Because the whole idea is Korban Pesach is to remember and commemorate us becoming Ovdei Hashem. And because of that, you can only feed it to Ovdei Hashem, because otherwise I would undermine that idea. Okay. However, we still have two problems. One is Ari's question. Why is it a lav she'in b'maisa? It's totally it seems like it's a lav she'yesh b'maisa, because you, by feeding it to this other guy, are undermining, right, the symbolism of Korban Pesach, A. And B is, Zos Chukas HaPesach implies that this is key, right? This is huge. This is defining. Number one. Number two is, shouldn't it also be a problem of giving it to a guy? Why dafka Yisrael? Right? If the whole idea is that it's sort of offensive to the mitzvah, that zecher, to remember the nisim of Mitzrayim and us becoming Ovdei Hashem, it should be equally applicable if you give it to a guy, I think. Right? Yeah.
Well, I don't think so, because if the whole reason that you can't feed it to a like a non-believing Jew is because they're like sort of rejecting the fact that the Jews have this role of being Ovdei Hashem and all these roles, but a goy can still recognize that and not have to and be allowed to partake in the Korban Pesach and still recognize the fact that God took the Jewish people out to serve him. I guess maybe if it were a goy who rejected that, then you'd have a question.
Okay, I hear that, right? Very good. Right. So you could say, look, it still applies across the board. I think Rashi would say that as well, to be honest, because he understands the pasuk like that way, right? That it's referring to both. But I still feel like when we say Zos Chukas HaPesach, like this is the Yesod, there's something in there that really implies that this is the key, and that it's only, you know, there's something very unique about. The Rambam agrees that the Gnachri also can't, but it comes from a different pasuk. Zos Chukas HaPesach Kol Benechar Lo Yochol Bo is dafka the, you know, dafka the. The Mamar Yisrael. And if it's just that, it sort of leaves out. So, you know, why is it so key that they're different? But you're right. You can definitely explain that way. It still feels like there's something a little bit, like, I'm very mocked be like, oh no, Goy comes from a different pasuk. It's Dafka gotta be, you know, only Yisrael. And what's also interesting, look at the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch asks a few questions here. And it's something that you sort of notice in the Ram afterwards, Mavur Barambam, that you're over on a lav. V'af shekasa b'torah kol ben nechar lo yochobo, minayin she'over al halav zeh hamachir. He says, wait a second, where did that come from? Right? Says the Rambam. Where do we know that you're over on this lav if you're machir? Right? And why is, and where do we say that Tafka a Jew? Right? The Rambam made up, not made up, but the Rambam from by himself came up with this idea that it's only machil. Normally an Isser is on the ochel, the person who eats it, not someone who gives it to someone else to eat. Right? So we came up with, we had an idea of why that's true, right? And a very good one, I think, right? Because it undermines it more when you're the one doing it. But on the other hand, right? A, that's like a peculiar structure. And B, we use that as an explanation for a din, and we saw a din, and we said, oh, why could that be? But the Din, the Rambam made it up. If you look back at Rashi, Rashi says, this is on the Ochel, not on the Machil. Right? The Rambam said, oh, Pashut, the Isser is on the Machil. Right? So where did the Rambam get that from? Right? It's all very nice. We have an explanation of why that would work, why that would make sense, but where did the Rambam get that from? Right? It's, right, the Sefer Chinuch says, yeah, right? Pesach is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, and part of Yetzias Mitzrayim is becoming of the Hashem. Right? But why does it have to be the Machiel? Right? So we can explain, oh, if it's Dafka the Machiel, then that actually is nice. But the Rambam has no Makor. Right? I'm Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that, oh, it must be because the Mumar is not going to listen, and since the Mumar is not going to listen, Mimela, we have to tell the good Jew not to feed it to the bad Jew, because the bad Jew is not going to care. Right? So Tzarech Iyun, Dimilashonam Nira, Davka Rasha Levodazara, Vachot Lachal Shabbos in Obechlauze. There's another problem, is the Rambam says it's Davka Mumar Levodazara. Normally when we talk about Mumar, Mumar Lachal Shabbos, Mumar Lachal Torah Kula, Mumar Lachachis, they're all, right, they're all in the same boat. And especially if we're talking about the idea of being Ovdei Hashem, right, or being Mechuyev LaTorah, or it's like a Bizayon, if the guy isn't gonna keep all those mitzvahs. So why are we mechalik so sharply between Mumar Levodah Zarah and all the other Mumarim? Right? Why is it Dafko and Mumar Levodah Zarah? V'gam l'divrei HaKesef Mishnah, she'yatzel Ram says, hara ala machil ein shaykh alav kivin de ino choshesh. He says, wait a second, that doesn't work either because who says that this guy wouldn't listen? Dafka, he's an Ovid of Zara, but he might keep Shabbos, he might keep everything else, right? It's a little silly, but he does. So why, you know, that undermines the Ketzef Mishnah Sfarah. And also, we have lots of other cases where we do that, right? Where just because the person's not going to listen doesn't mean it's not Aser, and we would still give him Malkus, and there are nafkaminas of the fact that it's Aser even though he's not going to listen, right? Well, Bezdin will be Ma'af for Shem, or Bezdin will give him Malkus or punish him. Right? And he says, it should be a lav, sheyishbo maisa, right? Okay. So, again, the Rambam basically, the Kesef Mishnah, Minchas Chinuch asks all these questions. Where did the Rambam get it that it's the machil and not the ochel? Where did the Rambam get this fact that it's lav she'im bo maisa, and you know, it's where did the Rambam, where did this all come from? Okay, and also the Rambam dafka limits it to a Jew, and right, to a mumar. Okay, so I think the answer is based on the Sefer Achinach, right? The Sefer Achinach brings in the fact that it's zecher to the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, but I think there's something much, much more precise and more, and deeper than just the idea that it's zecher to the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, that it sort of reflects badly on the mitzvah or undermines the mitzvah. Look at the nature of Korban Pesach, right? What are we talking about? Korban Pesach. What's the purpose of Korban Pesach? So the Rambam, in general, there's something unique about Korban Pesach, right? Mitzvah Hayah Lishkor is a Pesach Bar Basar B'Nisan, Injofna Elam Nekvasim, and anyone who doesn't, right? Misha Bitel Mitzvah Zu Bizadon, the other yom arbasar v'lo hikrev v'hu lo tame v'lo b'derech rachok ariz achayv kariz v'mitla b'shkaga pater. Okay? What's the other mitzvah say that gets kariz? One other one. The answer is bris mila. Sorry, you guys are about to, sorry, I cut you guys off. Right, bris mila. Why is that? What's unique about Korban Pesach? What's bris mila? Why would it be mechayev karis if you don't do it? It's a mitzvah saseh.
Because it's a sign of being part of the Jewish people, and if you don't do it, you're taking yourself out to klal.
Right, very good. What's the lashon of karis? We use the word karis, but what's the actual phrase?
V'nichvata nefeshei me'ameh, or something like that.
Exactly, right? V'nichvata nefeshei me'ameh. Are you part of klal Yisrael in their connection to, in their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or not? All right, that's really what kares stems around. You're cut off from Klal Yisrael as the Am of Hashem, or not? Are you cutting yourself out of your relationship to God, or not? There are two cases where you don't just need to not do the wrong thing and pull yourself out, but you actually have to buy it, right? You have to commit to being part of Klal Yisrael. Bris Mila, and the other one is Korban Pesach. Okay. Rashi brings down a medrash. I'm just going to quote Rashi because it's a lot easier and clearer in the Rashi. Va'asa Pesach, yachol kol hamisgayer yasa Pesach miad. You have a havamina, says the Gemara, says the medrash, that if you're a ger's megayer in the middle of the winter, he should bring a korban Pesach, just like he does bris mila. He should also bring a korban Pesach. Talma lomer v'hayake ezra ha'aretz. The answer is Korban Pesach has to be done with everybody else. Ma ezrach bar basar, afger bar basar. Okay? So says the Rambam also, just describing what is a Korban Pesach. He says there are different types of Korban. Korban Sibor, Korban Yachid, Korban Sibor Kein Yachid, and Korban Yachid Kein Sibor. There's a Korban Yachid that's like a Korban Sibor. What is that? Korban Yachid Kein Sibor. Who Korban Pesach? Sheshochei kol adam biyomar basar. On the one hand, it's a Korban Yachid. On the other hand, it's a Korban Tzibur. Okay? Just more, a little bit more on that. Rabbi Nasan Omer, all of Klal Yisrael could be Yotze in one Korban Pesach. Right? All of Klal Yisrael can be Yotze with one Korban Pesach. So I think if you, what is Korban Pesach as opposed to Mila? They're both Machayiv Kares. They're both this idea of a bris that you buy in and connect to Hashem with. What's the difference? Right? Bris Mila is very personal. What about Korban Pesach, Ari?
The Chabura.
Right? Very good. Oh, it's a Chabura. Right? You do it together with the rest of the, you know, with your close friends and family. It's something that's Kein Tzibur. What's unique about Korban Pesach is that you are joining in with not just the bris directly with Hashem as part of Am Yisrael, but as an individual, but as part of a community. You're joining Klal Yisrael as an aguda, right? As a group, as a chabura of people who together as a unit, as a community are Ovdei Hashem. It's a Korban Yachid, Kein Tzibur, right? The people get together and join together for Korban Pesach. Each one gets part of it, but you're supposed to do it as a chabur. You're supposed to do it with other people, right? Everyone needs to do it on the same day, even though we'd have this havamina that a ger would do it. And what you're doing by joining in on a Korban Pesach is you're buying in to this bris to be an Oved Hashem. Now, what's so awesome about that? What happens if you add in a Ben Nechar? Let's say in your chabura of people who are committing to Avodas Hashem, you add in someone who denies the existence that God is God, an Oved Avodah Zarah. Right? It's not just symbolically. I think this is a step beyond, right? The Rambam is really two steps past the Sefer HaChinuch. It's not just that, Korban Pesach is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim, and therefore, and Zecher L'Avodah, the Kabbalah Somal Shamayim, and therefore, if you bring in a Nechar or a Guy, you're undermining that, right? It does. It is offensive. It does undermine the symbolism, but it's more than that. It's not just symbolic. It is, right? It is our commitment to Avodas Hashem. Every year, right, like we talked about Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're reprocessing your, right, the roots of your connection to Avodas Hashem, right? When we do a Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're reprocessing and recommitting ourselves to the basis of our relationship to God and mitzvos. Korban Pesach, right, which is the centerpiece of the Leil Seder, is exactly that, right? As a community, we're getting together and we're saying, oh, we're Ovdei Hashem, and we're part of this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And if you don't do that, you are Nichrusa Me'ameha, if you do it B'mezid, and if you bring in a Ben Nechar, that undermines the whole point, right? You're creating a Chabura of Ovdei Hashem, and if you bring in a Ben Nechar, you've undermined that, right? You don't have a Chabura of Ovdei Hashem, you just have, right, you have a bunch of friends who got together and are having a barbecue, right? But it can't be that this is our joint commitment to Avodas Hashem because this guy doesn't believe in God, right? He's an Oved Avodah Zarah. It's worse to have a Jew who's an Oved Avodah Zarah than to have a guy, right? Because the guy, right, he's not part of the Chabura. He wouldn't be registered. It's usher to feed Korban Pesach to a guy, but he wouldn't really be part of the Chabura, right? A Jew would be part of the Chabura, but yet he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. So you would actually undermine the whole bris that is represented and is actually encapsulated and embodied by the Korban Pesach. Okay, so what happens then? What's the real problem? What's the real Isser? What's going wrong when you give, when you're Ma'achil Korban Pesach to a Mamar? Who's really doing the chait?
The Ma'achil.
Right? The Ma'achil. And whose Korban Pesach are you ruining?
Everyone in the Chabura.
Right? Exactly. Right? Yours. Everyone in the Chaburas. The Mamar, right? He's not doing anything wrong necessarily, right? The problem isn't that, he's eating it. The problem is, it's not that he's eating it, because okay, he's eating it. That's unfortunate, right? As the Minchas Sefer HaChinuch says, yeah, right? It's a bizayon that this guy who doesn't believe in God is eating a Korban Pesach. But that's his own problem, right? But when you feed it to him, you're undermining the whole bris and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim component, which you're actually supposed to be enacting with the Korban Pesach, right? So the Isser isn't the Achila, the Isser is being Machil, the Isser is that you're undermining your whole Korban Pesach. You're undermining the whole Chabura, right? Which is supposed to be a Chabura of Ovdei Hashem, right? Recommitting to Avodas Hashem. And it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa because, what's the Isser? Why is it always about Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa?
Because it's a bitul aseh. It's not like you're over on a. It's you're not re-sanctifying the breed properly. It's not that you're. It's not that you're the inviting. It's the inviting inherently isn't a bad thing. It's the fact that you're not being able to sanctify the breed.
Exactly right. It's not the what you did isn't the problem. It's that by giving it to the Ben Nechar, you've undermined your Korban Pesach. You've undermined your Chabura. Right. So normally you want to go around and you're putting the tefillin on everybody you can grab in the streets. Right? It's not the maisa of giving the guy Korban Pesach that's the problem. It's that you've undermined your own Korban Pesach. You've destroyed your aguda. You've destroyed your Korban Pesach. So it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'isa because it's not the act of feeding it which is the problem. It's the repercussions of it undermining your Korban Pesach. And the Rambam, where does the Rambam get this from? Right, the Minchas Pinach keeps asking, well, wait a second, where did the Rambam get that it's the Ma'achil, right, not the Ochel? The answer is, of course, right? The Ochel, he might not be allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but that's, you know, that's like a regular issue of like, oh, someone who's not supposed to be eating a certain piece of kachim is eating a piece of kachim. Zos Chukas HaPesach, right, the defining rule, the defining feature of Korban Pesach is Kol Benecher Lo Yochal Bo, right? Because the whole point is that as a group, as an aguda, you're supposed to be joining together as Ovdei Hashem. And the minute you let in the Ben Nechar, you've destroyed that and undermined that. And you can no longer, you know, say that your Korban Pesach represents a Chabura who are recommitting to Avodas Hashem. Right? And that's Gufa, how to just work out nicely, that the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer HaChinuch, right, who go in the direction by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim versus Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what did the Minchas Chinuch say? You remember? What's the difference between Sipur and Zechira?
Didn't you just say Sipur is Zechira Plus?
Yes, right? Sipur is Zechira Plus, and it's just a better way to do it, right? And like we saw in the Baal HaTosfos, Leil Seder is about remembering right now, right? We're remembering now what happened in the past, and we're appreciating the repercussions, right? We're appreciating its importance to us right now. So says the Baal HaTosfos, right? The Dal Kosos are about Kiddush HaLakos, it's about the Amiros. Haseba is about feeling the Gishmak of Cheros now. It's about saying Hallel now, right? And here also, right, we see the Sefer Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch saying, Korban Pesach is Zecher to Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim then, right? And therefore, bringing in a Ben Nechar is offensive because it's Korban that's Mazkir our Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim. That guy is not in Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim. The Rambam says, right, by Dalet Kosos, it's part of the Cheros, right? Your Haseba is a manifestation of us reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim right now. We're recreating Yitzias Mitzrayim. Here too, what are we doing? We're recreating our Kabbalah Somach L'Shamayim in Magid and in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? It's a reprocessing and recommitment to Avodas Hashem. And the epitome of Magid, of the Seder, which is Korban Pesach, is Gufa, right? Us recreating and reforging our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Every year. Which is also why you need Pesach Sheni, right? Because it's such a critical, it's such a central, right, part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is so, would be great, so chaval to miss out on. And I think it also nicely answers, you know, like an interesting conundrum, right? The Chacham in the Manashtana asks, Maha idus v'achukim v'hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. Right? So there are two differences between, that's one thing, right? It asks about the idus chukim v'hamishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem, and afate emor lo kehilchos ha-pesach in maftir nachar pesach afikom. The Rasha says, "Ma ha'avoda hazos lachem, lachem v'lo lo, lefi shehotzi atzmo min haklal kafar be'ikar." Right, and then you knock him in the teeth, and you say, "Bavur zas Hashem li b'tzeisim yitzayim li v'lo lo v'ilu hayasham lo hayaniga." What's right? Everyone asks. Wait a second. Like the two questions seem very, very similar. What's the difference? So some people say, right? It's the difference is Hashem Elokeinu versus. Right, ma avodah zos lachem, right? He doesn't have the Hashem Elokeinu in there. What might be the difference? But I think is right the most emphatic difference in both in the question and in the answer. Right, lefisha hotzi atzmo min haklal kafar beikar. I don't know. Like, okay, he said zos lachem. He's a kofar be'ikar because he took himself out of the klal of maha avodah zot lachem. Right? He's asking the question not nicely. He could be, he's being dismissive. Right? He's not treating himself as, let's say, you know, what is this stuff? Like, you know, I'm sitting out the Seder. That makes him a kofar be'ikar? You could say that makes him like a, you know, a shaygetz. It'll throw, throw really small pebbles at him. But, right? Hotzi atzmo min haklal kafar be'ikar. What did he take himself out of the klal of?
Korban Pesach.
Right? Ha'avodah hazos. Right? He asks about What is this Korban Pesach thing you're doing? And he was motzi atzmo min haklal of the Korban Pesach. Right? He's not part of the Korban Pesach. And if you're not part of the Korban Pesach, which is Kabbalah Samachal Shamayim, bit Sibor, right? Yachid Kein Sibor. It's about committing to Avodas Hashem as a member of Klal Yisrael, not as, only as a Yachid. Hotzi ma'atzma min haklal, kafa b'ikar, right? He actually is, right? The Kol Benechar lo yochal bo. And therefore, what do? You Hakeh Shinav b'avor zeh, Hashem asa Hashem libetzeitzim b'mitzrayim. And if he was there, he wouldn't have been taken out because he wouldn't have been brought in Korban Pesach. The Chacham, what does he ask? Maha idus v'achukim v'amishpatim. Right? What are all the laws and the details that were supposed to be, that Hashem was mitzaveh you? Right? What he's asking, though, is either idus v'achukim v'amishpatim of the rest of the Seder or of the details of Korban Pesach, but he's mach afata emor lo kehilchos ha-pesach in maftir nachar pesach avikomen. Right? The answer to him is what's going, when you, he asks what's going on, you say, what's going on is Korban Pesach. Right? We're committing ourselves to Hashem Elokeinu. Right? The difference of Atziva Hashem Elokeinu Eschem is that, Hashem has commanded you stuff. What did he command? Right? While the Rosh says, what is this Korban Pesach that you guys are doing and I'm not? Right? The Chacham puts himself in as part of the Korban Pesach. He wants to know about the details. The Rosh takes himself out of Korban Pesach and therefore takes him out of being in Ovid Hashem. So it just happens to be very nice that the very cryptic Rasha's question and answer actually work beautifully if we understand it as surrounding Korban Pesach, which is already reflected in the Chacham, right? The answer to the Chacham is Korban Pesach. The Rasha asks, Maha Korban Pesach hazot lachem, right? Which he's not part of. And the answer is, Hotzi atzmo min Korban Pesach, he's kafar be'ikar. Okay. Just, Meher b'yameinu yibaneh mikdash, we'll be zochet to bring Korban Pesach. And really just this idea, it's really nice that it flows through that really, according to the Rambam, we're reliving Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're reliving the Cheiros, but we're also reliving the Kabbalah Sol Machal Shemayim that comes with it. Right? Both in, you have to ask the questions and ask for the Tamei HaMitzvos and really try to get to the Shoresh HaAnyanim and figure out exactly, right, why is it that we're doing what we're doing? Why are we Ovid Hashem this way? Right, what exactly are we doing? And number two is that idea that we're recommitting both as individuals but also as members of Klal Yisrael to this bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every year, especially on Leil Seder. And therefore, Zos Chukas HaPesach, Kol Benecher Lo Yochal Bo, Korban Pesach is really our opportunity as individuals who are part of the tzibor of a community to forge a community of Avodas Hashem. So we shall be Zocher.
Thank you.